hundreds of cultural councils around Massachusetts disperse state money to arts initiatives. The group that represents Northern Berkshire County has some new faces as it enters a fresh round of funding. On September 6th, the Cultural Council of Northern Berkshire met in downtown North Adams to welcome new members.
We give money to organizations, individuals who are working in the arts, in history, in sciences, humanities, working with kids, working with adults, working with teens.
That's Melanie Mawinski, an associate professor of visual arts at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. In addition to representing North Adams on the council, she's the body's departing chair.
People apply to put programs out there in the world, and we read their grants, and we decide whether or not we're going to get that state money to them.
Cultural councils work like this. Schools, museums, artists, and other groups that are trying to get state funding send grant applications to the taxpayer-funded Mass Cultural Council. Those that pass muster are then farmed out to individual councils around the state who decide how to spend their grant money. Again, Mawinski.
This year, our allocation is $62,000, but there, surprisingly, and this is sometimes a little frustrating, is some people don't spend all their money that they get the previous year, or something happens and their program falls through, and so we have leftover money from previous years. So we start with $62,000, and then we'll probably have another $5,000 to $10,000 that adds to that. So on average, we have given away at least the past 10 years, somewhere between $60,000 and $80,000. It's a lot of money.
That money goes to the 11 communities within the CCNB's purview.
From Hancock to Lanesboro to North Adams, Adams, Cheshire, at Clarksburg, all of the ones north.
That's Ruth Mikulski, the council's new chair.
In that, we try to have two representatives from each town.
She's from Hancock.
I thought it would be really great because I'm new to the Berkshires. I've only been here for 4 years. And so I really wanted to kind of like see what was happening in Northern Berkshire County. And so I just kind of came to the first meeting.
There are a lot of new faces on the council.
I just moved here to North Adams about 2 years ago from Portland, Oregon.
Arthur DeBow curates MCLA's Gallery 51 in downtown North Adams.
And I served for a number of years on RAC, which is the Regional Arts and Council organization there. That's the large main grant organization for the arts.
He has a clear vision of his duty as a member of the CCNB.
To grow the arts and make the arts more accessible to everybody, to as broad a diverse selection of the population as possible.
The deadline for grant submissions is October 15th.
For a lot of people, it's a daunting experience, and I would say that if you don't try, you're not going to get it, and that you'd be surprised how easy the application form is.
Again, Mawinski. She said the main piece of advice she had for her successor as council chair is to understand the population it serves. Asked to identify a highlight from her year of leadership, Mawinski pointed to an event that brought multiple communities together.
There's one in particular, the Lantern Walk, that was at the Clark. And that was the Clark Art Institute, Pine Cobble, and an individual artist, David Lane, working together to make this happen. And it's just these different institutions, and then the public who came to it. So all these different people were impacted by this one grant. And I think that's the thing that often stands out for me, is that a lot of the money that we are able to distribute ends up impacting a lot of different people.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.